Es posible observar cómo, día a día, el haz de luz que se cuela a través de las cortinas se desplaza paulatinamente por el suelo, dibujando milimétricamente el mapa de las estaciones, el desperezamiento de la tierra, el movimiento. No existe tal movimiento en el interior. El sabor de las paredes es el mismo todos los días y la acuciosa búsqueda del sonido más débil entre todas las frecuencias de alaridos y auxilios fracasa. Solo el espejo es capaz de divulgar cómo el tiempo escribe la indiferencia y el tedio en su hoja plateada y movediza. Solo el espejo empaña y cristaliza todas las verdades y las fauces de este encierro. Second X-ray. It's possible to observe, day by day, how the ray of light which crosses through the curtains slowly crawls by the ground, geometrically drawing the map of the seasons, the earth stretching out, the movement itself. There is no such movement inside. The wall's flavor is the same every day, and the accurate quest of the weakest sound among all frequencies of trip and shout fails. All in the mirror is able to disclose how time's right indifference and tedium in its unsteady silver blade. Only the mirror mists over and crystallizes all the truth in the mouth of this confinement. A curable bar. This one have an epigraph of one of my favorites. Writers. I could escape from the sharks. I shoot down the tiger. The ones which devoured me were the losers. Bertolt Brecht. Vocabulary is limited, that must be said. And it's also missed the little glows which, like sparks sprouting from the contact of the stone with the tool, are cautiously hidden by some secret of Jeeves. It must be said also that behind the foam of every glass served some time ago in this bar, it is possible to solemnly perceive, under certain light angles, the color of the diner's dreams. But it's not only the idle whistle, like vipers licking, of the playing cards slithering across the table. It's not the colossal and vulgar roar either of the dice breaking up the outlines. One by one, the parishioners nervously whispered the hand, with the serene, suspicious attitude of a weird chiromantic living their own lives in the game, and the little sweat drops which magically sprout from their guts, like pearls in the middle of the dark, tragically betray them. The diners, one by one, abandoned the cards. Leaving the glasses half empty, they moved across the mysterious and cryptic garden. Like the first possessed, there was no need to show credentials. One by one, with picks and spades on their shoulders, they were on with their own inventory of miseries. Step by step, they were entering to the cool garden. Dramas are performed, bloody and epic. Groans are heard from the sewers. The sun can be gazed at from different corners without the fervent need of having something into the pockets. Target shooting can be practiced. There are bicycles for rich and poor children. And sad and emotional tunes can be heard when at dusk people hide themselves into their houses, trying to hide the sleepless night. Beer can be drank, sitting on the gentle curbs of the street. Low voice speeches can be done, and conspire in a masterly fashion. Without fear to blasphemy, any restful prayer can be released, entrenched among dark machineries of the cerebellum. and smile as well to the neighbors, of course, to pedestrians, to dealers of dreams, and to hypocrites who from time to time clean the streets on their knees with their own handkerchiefs. Freedom can be blessed, tongues and jargons can be spoken, bars can be entered at midday, along with dogs, cats, and leeches, which seem to be great friends of poets. Prayer can and can't be said. It's possible to sleep with an open window. It's possible to breathe, cough, toast. It's possible to exclaim with capital letters. Every kind of intention can be hidden. Thousands and thousands of unfortunate situations that don't even fit in this destructive drunkenness to tell the truth can be forgotten. Guns, pencils, and briefcase can be carried. Tangos can be heard at dusk. Lips and fingers can be moistened to assist the change of page, of life, of housing, for the majestic change of dream, of cheap, of delirium.